This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You ever had a song stuck in your head? If you're an adult, the answer to that is, of course you have, right? I've had a song stuck in my head for like 3 days, and I'm telling you, I don't want to tell you what it is because I don't think you want this song stuck in your head. I don't know why it's stuck in my head. Okay, should I tell them? All right, it's Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time. My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. Why is that stuck in my head? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I know it wasn't the right key. I know it. It's like, my girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. That's even more annoying. If you did it here, my girl wants to party all the time. That's a complete octave lower. Let's see. My girl wants to party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. Nah, it doesn't sound good in any key, and it's stuck in my head, and now it's probably going to be stuck in yours. I apologize. Glad you guys are here. If you got to get a song stuck in your head, it should be something you like, right? Yeah, so let me just make the parallel here. You have a song stuck in your head, and it's called Winning, 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 Winning. For you leftists listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you can find more Winning at KJRadio.com. If you want to call a winner, call me at 844-551-8255. Party all the time, party. That, you know what? I just figured it out. It's like this dream sequence, right? The reason why I got party all the time in my head is because I wake up in the morning and I feel like it's a party all the time. Woo! In the time of Donald Trump, the era of Trump. And I can only imagine for the left, they're waking up to something. I don't know. She moved like a move in the ring. You remember that dude that was on American Idol? He was so horrible that Simon goes, why do they even allow him onto the set? I mean, this is crazy to have him here. And he ends up making a hit record called She Bang. She Bang. I mean, he was horrible. He was horrible. Anyway, the left, the resistors, the never Trumpers, they have things going on. I'm telling you, they got a bad song in their head right now. Karen Caitlin wrote this, says one might expect the sheer volume of vitriol and hatred and resistance coming from the media, Hollywood elites, establishment Republicans, and various other never Trumpers would be in response to the most unfit and dangerous president we've ever had. Some from the aforementioned groups are probably nodding their heads in agreement already. You would think that we had a president who had exhibited open hostility to our country, who has actively worked to diminish our standing in the world, or who has tried to fundamentally change our country into a globalist, socialist state which would no longer resemble anything our founders ever intended. Remind you of anybody? Maybe this hysteria would be warranted if we had a president who sent boatloads of cash to a foreign power that publicly vowed to destroy us with nuclear weapons, or whose administration gave 20% of our uranium to Russia, yes, Russia, for a quick political payoff. Know anybody? Know anybody? Huh? Anybody? Such hatred might be justified if we had a president who allowed the leaking of highly classified documents, highly classified information to other countries who were openly hostile to us, like China, or who didn't bother to lift a finger to save our ambassador and three others who were savagely murdered in Libya, or who abused the power of his office to spy on and punish his political opponents. Those might be justifiable reasons for their righteous anger and indignation. Some would argue that we just had such a leader in the previous administration. I don't know if I was giving you any hints, but it kind of made me reflect a bit. Despite rhetoric to the contrary, delivered exactly those results and more. Yet there was barely a whimper from the cadre of resistors. They protected him. They covered up his bungles and betrayals and more often ignored them completely. That is the state of our country. We have a person who did everything I just described. That would be Barack, baby black Jesus Obama. And nobody says a word. A man who lowered America's standards in the world. Now, there are people on the left who, like I said, the Joy Behars of the world and the Whoopi Goldbergs and the Hollywood, the George Clooney's and people like that who want to believe. They love the look and the style of Barack Obama. Love it. The results are exactly as described. Exactly. Barack Obama, if he had said openly, I'm going to do this to America, he couldn't have done any better. He says, now President Trump, their calls for impeachment are commonplace. We have yet to see any limit to their outrage. And along with this has come a curious and to some welcome honesty about ideology that is supported by the current Democratic Party. They're now avowed socialists. They admit it openly. Gone are the buzzwords and camouflage slogans like income inequality and you didn't build that. See, that's the real code speak. Income inequality. Let me explain something to you folks. Income inequality has always existed since man decided that there was such a thing as an income, and it always will. It's a funny thing about these problems that the left try to solve. We're going to solve income inequality. Exactly how are you going to do that? Because here, let's just say for the sake of discussion, you solve it with men and women. So men and women make the same amount of money. Well, what about the income inequality between a doctor and a janitor? You going to fix that? What about the income inequality between, say, a cardiologist and a general practitioner? There's always going to be income inequality. There's income inequality for janitors. The janitors who clean medical facilities get paid a hell of a lot more than the janitors who clean up at the high school. I'm just saying. How do we even have the discussion? Somebody, oh, it's income inequality. And we allow, let's discuss this. This is a very real thing in America. Women don't make as much, blah, blah, blah. It's absolute and utter nonsense. You can make whatever you want to make. You just have to have the gonads to want to go after it. I told you guys how I've negotiated. And I can't tell you I've won every one of them, but I've been happy at the end of it. Anyway, we got more to talk about here. Love that you're here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Show.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I want to go back to this article I was reading from a minute ago, written by Karen Catlin, and she wrote it in Town Hall, and she's talking about the resistors and what is it you're resisting with President Trump that you should have been resisting with Obama, because Obama showed open disdain for America. Apology tours, giving money to radicals, allowing for rampant cyber theft, trade deals that essentially put America at risk, a budget that has, I mean, come on, our debt, doubling our debt, increasing our budget to untenable levels, and on, weakening the military, weakening the infrastructure of America. I mean, going at the core of who we are, telling us, you know, that's not who we are, when and accusing a country of being racist when we're the most accepting country in the world. I could go on. But I want to talk about Guy Benson for a second. Up in, you know, rising young, I'm going to use my finger quotes, conservative. And I've met Guy. He's a nice guy. I mean, why would you name your kid Guy? But anyway, he's a nice guy. And, but he hates Donald Trump. And you can tell the person who is just, Trump is a burr in his saddle. And it's because guy has been raised a particular way. Let me just put it this way. He's an aloof guy. You know, if you see him, you'd understand that he sort of has this personality of, I'm better than you. And I'm not saying that's necessarily a bad thing, but he has an air about him that can rub people the wrong way. I personally will give you the benefit of the doubt. I've hung around people from every segment of society, from, you know, people that can barely, you know, can't pay their bills, quite honestly, poor homeless types, to the super freaking rich, okay? And I can make assumptions on across the entire line because, I mean, when you've seen as many as I have and you're a people person, you get what I'm saying. So I know what guy's about. So I told you guys a story where I was in Steamboat, Colorado with him, and he just hated Trump. And I go, dude, it's one thing to dislike the guy. You're on a level that I don't understand. And I just can't stand him. And, I mean, he went completely out of himself, you know, lost his cool. And I just said, okay, well, whatever. I walked away. So, but I've watched his articles and things like this, and even when Trump does something good, he still finds a way to jab him. So I was looking at an article about Trump saying, I'll shut down the government. And I told you guys, I want him to shut down the government. I bet there are millions and millions of Americans that say, I don't give a crap. You know, oh, the military won't get paid, and this, that, and the other. That will be on the Congress. And so here's what happens. The guy says, well, Trump's was going to shut down the government. Now he isn't. And the article's written like, yeah, he had to backtrack. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Almost like nanny, nanny, boo, boo. And I'm going, do you understand what you do to the left when you empower them by saying, yeah, the Republicans even wanted to back down from doing that? That's business as usual. And you know, I'll be blunt. For McConnell and Ryan, and I'm going to play a clip. I just wanted to touch on this because I'm going to talk more about it in a bit. But for McConnell and Ryan to, you know, go, oh, we don't want to do this before the midterms because it could hurt us and all this. I wish Trump would say, I don't even care what y'all think. I don't care. Now, I know Trump's got a sophisticated negotiation going on here, and I don't know what it is. So I trust him with it. And that's what gets me back to this article. But I'm going to touch more on this Guy Benson and the rhino Republicans, the people that say they're conservatives but want business as usual. And want somebody to use the same tactics that never work. So anyway, this lady, Caitlin, she goes on to write this. She says, these are the deranged anti-Trumpers. Part of their irrational hostility to Trump is precisely because he is pro-American and an unapologetic capitalist. That stance demands secure borders, requires peace through strength, and must nurture capitalism and industry. The supposedly non-ideological Trump has furthered that agenda with clear conviction. When we have returned to our ideological roots of less government and more freedom, prosperity has been the predictable result. Our side has been asleep at the wheel for decades in educating the next generation about the horrific history of socialism. In fact, we know that in many classrooms, socialism has been openly promoted. Such ignorance and indoctrination has never been more on display than it is right now. Do you agree? Because I do. She goes on to say, the division of Germany after WW2 is one of the best practical comparisons between those disparate ideologies. The almost 30-year contest between socialism and capitalism brought results that were dramatic and indisputable. The communist-controlled socialism of East Germany brought poverty, despair, and a wall to keep people in against their will. Capitalism brought exactly the opposite. Today, I love this part. Trump has handed us another opportunity to compare these ideologies in modern-day and practical terms. Once again, the results are incontrovertible. You know what? Such a great point that effectively Donald Trump is saying to the left, tear down this wall, being the Obama wall, as he builds a wall not to keep Americans into our country, but to keep other people out. He's saying, look, if you want to come in, come through the legal way. If you want to just run across our borders, those days are over. That doesn't promote what we want to do here. And the left would demonize it. I'm just telling you, you don't want me to be president because I just wouldn't give a crap. I'd be like, I don't care what you people think. Anyway, she goes on to say this. Our growing prosperity is putting our stable of never-Trumpers in a tough spot. Even the most disengaged and uninformed citizens would laugh at the notion that the last administration deserves the credit for this. Openly hoping for war and poverty rather than peace and prosperity under Trump isn't a particularly winning message, especially in an election year, though some have actually done so, like Bill Maher, about the only strategy left to ignore, downplay, or simply refuse to report all the good news and hope America will hardly notice. Color me skeptical, but I don't think that's going to work either. Donald Trump, and this is the part that I love the most, is dragging us, kicking and screaming into peace and prosperity. Not you and me, not us, the left. Never has such success been so unwelcome by so many. For the sake of generations to come, as he continues to succeed, it will be just as important for roughly half of us to educate the other half about how it worked. And that's what I keep coming back to. The left,
look at Helsinki.
What? Right now, there's a group of people that are going, yeah, what's going on with North Korea? Uh-huh. Yeah, look at what's going on in North Korea. Looks like they're still building nuclear weapons. See, what did they expect? Did they expect everything was going to stop on a dime? Look, I'll put it to you this way. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with, anybody? Anybody? Yeah, the first step. Did Obama take it? The answer is no. So what do you want to complain about Trump taking the first step to meet with Kim Jong-un and, oh, by the way, get our prisoners of war remains starting to come back, opening dialogue with them, and so on and so forth? What's so wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with it. If Obama had done it, they would be singing his praises to the highest mountains they could find. But because it's Trump, you get dragged, kicking and screaming into peace and prosperity. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. Do you realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists, paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Family members hoping missing Iowa College student Molly Tibbetts returns home announced today that the reward for information leading to her whereabouts has risen to $172,000. The announcement was made earlier today at a press conference, and Molly's father also spoke about how the family is holding up.
The family's holding up just fine. We're setting our personal feelings aside. This is a fight for our daughter. And so we have all the tools that we can use. And I want to thank the media for coming here and helping us to share this story, because we are told very little by the authorities for very good reason. They are incredible partners. They put together an incredible investigation.
The Trump administration announced it would freeze fuel efficiency improvements for cars and trucks, and also that it would stop states like California from adopting their own stricter vehicle rules. This is USA Radio News.
Walgreens has good news for anyone managing diabetes. We've got your back. That's right. Walgreens pharmacists are here to consult with you in person and answer any questions you may have about new and existing medications. You can even get free advice from our trusted experts day and night at Walgreens.com or the mobile app. Walgreens has all major brands of diabetes testing supplies like AccuCheck and Walgreens TrueMetrics. That's not just good news, it's great news. Stop by and talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The court session just ended for the day, but a little bit earlier this afternoon, while prosecutors working for Robert Mueller tried to nail Paul Manafort for financial crimes by outlining his lavish lifestyle, the judge interrupted and told the Mueller team it's not against the law to have a lot of money. So, the burden of proof on the special counsel is proving to be heavy. Lawyers for the man who was with the Trump campaign for just 5 months are fighting to keep him out of a federal prison for 305 years. Paul Manafort is charged with falsifying income tax returns, failing to report foreign accounts, and committing bank fraud. Tied to $60 million, the special counsel alleges he was paid as a consultant to Ukrainian politicians and then hid from the IRS.
The chances of Paul Manafort trying to reach some kind of deal has passed us.
A speedy jury selection wrapped up by lunch, and a list of witnesses set to testify against Manafort, including former Trump aide Rick Gates and former Bernie Sanders strategist Tad Devine, has been presented. The presiding judge, T.S. Ellis, is the same one who challenged the special counsel's focus on financial charges for Manafort back in May, saying then, quote, "You don't really care about Mr. Manafort. You really care about what information Mr. Manafort can give you to lead you to Mr. Trump and an impeachment or whatever." The trial proceeded anyway. Today, White House officials indicated they're not involved.
The judge has very strictly instructed no mention of Paul Manafort's role in the Trump campaign. Don't mention Trump. Don't mention Russia. Don't mention collusion. This trial obviously centers on matters that have nothing to do with the campaign.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Manafort on trial. All right, what are we, day two, day three, day seven? Who cares? This is the road to nowhere. It's the road to nowhere. Glad you guys are here. KJRadio.com is where you can find out more about us. 844-551-8255. Manafort's this unlucky guy, the patsy, who just gets caught in a crossfire. Literally 4 months in the Trump administration and his life, what should be a good thing. Look at Corey Lewandowski. Corey's feasting. I was with Corey. He's like, Kev. It's like, dude, man, I'm a Pennsylvania street fighting kid. You know, I mean, I made $100,000 a speech. You know, he can't believe it. He's feasting. Best-selling book, Let Trump Be Trump. Corey's loving it. Here's Manafort, brought in to replace Corey, because Manafort's very, we're going to get this done. Sort of a Hollywood throwback guy, you know, Rat Pack looking dude, right? I remember when he came in, I was like, I don't know who he is, but he seems like he's confident. He would be on TV, very few words. We'll get it done. The president will get, Donald Trump will get it done. Yeah. You know, I just pictured him, pardon me, leaving there going to some bar, smoking a cigar, cigarette, you know, with a couple of showgirls around him. He seemed kind of a cool cat. And then he was let go. And it was like, okay, I mean, and I don't remember all the details around it, but, you know, it was kind of controversial. He sort of slipped up. So Donald's like, okay, we're done. We got to move on. And he moved on. That was it. That little four-month window has completely upended his little world. He would have never been on the radar of Mueller had this not happened. And look, the judge, he knows it. T.S. Ellis, he knows it. That's why he said, look, you're not after Manafort. You're after Trump. Admit it. Admit it. Can we be true here? True to ourselves? Anyway, I don't know if this is true, but Paula Reed, who's a verified account, she's with CBS, and she said this. No deal. Manafort attorney Kevin Downey tells me no chance his client will cooperate with special counsel in order to avoid trial today. That was the day that they were going to do. She said, nope. And then the Jake Tapper tweeted, in painting a picture of his extravagant lifestyle, prosecutors say Paul Manafort owned a $15,000 ostrich skin jacket. And I chuckled. That just made me laugh. I don't know if you guys are, do you get this? Do you understand why I'm chuckling here? My producer, do you guys understand? Look. Paul Manafort on a $15,000 ostrich skin jacket, okay? That's one shoe for some chicks in Hollywood. That wouldn't pay for a purse for most of the women in Hollywood. You get what I'm saying? That's like walking around money for the elitists who dare. Manafort looks like a freaking Ethiopian kid with an extended belly compared to most of these clowns that want to, you know, impugn him. Are you kidding? He's rich. That's their defense. He's making a lot of money. Look, if it's ill-gotten gains, there's got to be a way to get to that. But do you go through the president? I'm just saying, look, there are a lot of people, as they say in the community, there are a lot of people out there doing dirty. All right? But what are you talking? Really? You go through the president so you can figure this out. But it gets worse. It gets worse because Judge Napolitano reveals something. This is a terrible audio. I'm going to tell you up front. But you can still hear it. And here's what Judge Napolitano had to say about Manafort and the chances of conviction. And maybe this will explain why Paula Reed said, Kevin Downey, Manafort's attorney, said, no way.
Paul Manafort was investigated by the federal government, by a team of federal prosecutors and FBI agents for all this stuff 8 years ago, and they exonerated him. And who was the young prosecutor that led that exoneration? Rod Rosenstein, who now runs the Justice Department. And they have threatened to call Deputy Attorney General Rosenstein as their first witness and have him give to the jury all the reasons why he declined the prosecution of these charges 8 years ago.
Did you catch that? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's Kevin Jackson Show. Judge Napolitano says they already looked into this. They looked into this 8 years ago with the dude who's over the entire thing now, Rod Rosenstein. Rosenstein, whatever. And they exonerated the guy. So what does this mean? If I were Mueller's attorney, I mean, I'd be the first thing I would do. I would be like, look, they looked into this. This guy's boss, this dude over there, that dude right there, that little John Kennedy looking dude, John Kerry looking dude, that guy, his boss, investigated us 8 years ago and he found nothing. So what do you want me to do? What do you want us to do about it? That would be what I would be saying. Are you kidding? So, what does this mean? I don't know. Look, Napolitano is pretty, I mean, he checks his stuff out pretty well. So, I believe him. I think he's, you know, well-researched because he's, you know, I know his work pretty well from just stuff that we've done together at Fox. And I would put a lot of faith that he knows what he's talking about there. So, what would you do? It certainly explains why Mueller says, I'm not giving in to this. And Donald Trump's team's going, look, if you got to go after Mueller, go after Mueller. But I don't know if you guys saw this clip. I know we saw it because we looked at it together, didn't we? Anyway, Donald Trump said, look, I feel bad for Paul. Because what Donald Trump is saying is he didn't do anything. The only thing this guy did was he was associated with me for a small amount of time. And suddenly, he's up a creek. Man, look, if this is the way we will allow the government to treat its citizens, shame on us. And what's also funny about it is you would think that nobody else in America does business in Russia, does business in Ukraine on a large scale, making big money. Now, I saw there was a – when Ducey – we played the earlier clip. Steve Ducey was saying there's a tad somebody that worked with Mueller, but he was on the Bernie Sanders campaign. And they said the guy said good things about Mueller. He says, no, Mueller paid a guy who managed the money as it was coming in from his business. He paid a guy to do that. Look, I don't know where this is going to play out. I'm going to play prognosticator. I do it often, so why not? I think Mueller gets out off here. And I think it's going to be, I think some people are going to be very upset on the left. Whatever happens to Mueller, I don't think, I honestly find it, if Mueller goes to jail, I think people are going to look at this as, okay, wow, Hillary Clinton can do everything that she did and nothing happens. And Mueller, by way of, with this misdirection play, does what he does and he goes to prison. He goes to jail, but look at the number of people, the McCabes, the Strucks, the Lisa Pages, the James Comeys, the Eric Holders, the Susan Rice, Susan Rice, the Loretta Lynches, the Hillary Clintons, and on. They can do whatever they want. They can do a deal with Russia for 20% of our uranium and nothing happens. They can receive hundreds of, well, in the case of the Clinton Foundation, what, $140 million, the Podestas, $20 million from the Russians, and nobody looks at them? Which brings me to another part of this thing. Because now Mueller is having to shift his views, I'm talking about his optics, onto the left. And now he's going after Podesta, is what I've heard. We'll get to the story. Hopefully.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I want that lamb so badly. I can taste it. There must be a way.
Clumsy fool.
I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. There might be a legal precedent. Of course. Land snatching. Let's see. Land. See snatch. Ah. Haley versus United States. Haley 7, United States nothing. You see, it can be done. Unfortunately, there is one thing that stands between me and that property. The rightful owners.
Oh, man, I love that movie, Blazing Saddles. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Party all the time, party all the time, party all the time. During the break, that's all I've been singing. It's in my head. My girl wants to party all the time. And the reason is we are partying all the time. I'm looking at this Mueller, this whole thing with Mueller. Not Mueller. The Mueller investigation. I was thinking Manafort. And it's going to end up being just the biggest joke, except it brings down the Democrats. Oh, my goodness. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but now Mueller, it looks like he's going to be referring the case to the New York. Let's just play the clip, and then we can talk about it.
Let's get to some exclusive new reporting from CNN's Erica Orden. I just want to read a couple sentences of what she's just breaking right now. Potentially significant, the special counsel Robert Mueller has referred a collection of cases to New York federal prosecutors concerning whether several high-profile American lobbyists and operatives failed to register their work as foreign agents, according to people familiar with the matter. She writes, the transfer of the inquiries marks an escalation of Mueller's referrals to the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York in the period since he turned over a case involving President Trump's longtime personal attorney, Michael Cohen. And the names are significant. Listen to this. Since the spring, Mueller has referred matters to the Southern District of New York involving longtime Democratic lobbyist Tony Podesta and his work for his former firm, the Podesta Group, and former Minnesota Republican Representative Vin Weber and his work for Mercury Public Affairs, the sources said. One source said the former Obama White House counsel, Greg Craig, a former partner at the law firm Skadden Arps, is also part of the inquiry. What does all this say to you?
Well, the first thing is it's not clear that any crime was committed here and whether these people will be prosecuted for anything. This is not good news for them, to be sure. And I think it's indicative of Robert Mueller trying to clean the decks a little bit, not wanting to keep his office in business indefinitely the way some independent counsels did, that anything that is not directly related to his core assignment, he is trying to give to the Justice Department and have those people investigate.
Aha, I told them it was bound to happen. We chronicled this back in December, I think it was. And I said, next Mueller target. And then the title was Tony Podesta Resigns from Lobbying Company. And here's what I wrote at the time. I said, in case you need a hint on where Special Prosecutor Robert Mueller may be sniffing, here's one. The Podestas brokered the deal for the Clinton Foundation to give 20% of America's uranium to whom Democrats call our arch nemesis, Russia. Now, Mueller teased the left with the indictment of Manafort. However, he didn't get Manafort for his involvement in the deal, but for his financial shenanigans. Who knows where that leads? But it won't involve President Trump. Nevertheless, it will involve the Podesta brothers, the Clinton cartel, and Obama. That's what I wrote. December of 2017. See? Very shrewd guy I am. Here's what Fox News reported at the time. Tony Podesta, founder of the Podesta Group and brother of former Hillary Clinton campaign chairman John Podesta, is resigning from his lobbying company. And then here's what I wrote. Sounds like what Harvey Weinstein did in the wake of allegations of one sexual harassment claim. Nobody was surprised to learn there were dozens more. Bum, 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 bum. Is there rehab for crooked lobbyists? The article continued. Podesta and his lobbying firm were subjects of a federal investigation led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. The Podesta Group was one of several firms that worked on a campaign called European Center for a Modern Ukraine. The campaign was led by Paul Manafort, promoted by Ukraine's image in the West. Manafort, who served as President Trump's campaign manager for a period last summer, was indicted Friday by Mueller's team for several charges dating back to his work in Ukraine. Now, let me just stop there for a second. How do you possibly indict Manafort and skip the Podestas? How? Anyway, it says this. According to Politico, which first reported the story, Podesta will be handing over full operational and financial control to CEO Kimberly Fritz. That was a temporary job for sure. So my question at the time was, why isn't John Podesta taking over? The last major sighting of John Podesta, politically speaking, came with his testimony before the Senate at that particular time. Now, as reported back in September, John Podesta, the former chairman of Democratic Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, met with the Senate Intelligence Committee investigators who were looking into Russia's role in the 2016 elections. Podesta was seen leaving the secure Intelligence Committee spaces around 3:30 p.m., and the committee declined to comment on his appearance. He's one of several Democrat operatives whose emails were obtained by suspected Kremlin-backed hackers, subsequently released by WikiLeaks during the campaign. And they said that particular meeting came as the panel's probe gained speed following a lull during the August recess. The committee began its investigation, blah, blah, blah. Then I said, is it any wonder that Podesta said the following about President Trump in a radio interview back in May? Trump is unfit for office, a president whose actions are often absolutely crazy, and whose White House has a complete disregard for the truth. His firing of James Comey, the FBI director overseeing an investigation of Russian interference in the 2016 campaign, and whether Trump's advisors colluded with it, amount to close to an obstruction case against the president. That's what Podesta was saying at the time. Now see, that's guilty dog barking right there. But, says John Podesta, the sharp-tongued campaign chairman for Hillary Clinton, whose 60,000 hacked emails are at the heart of the FBI investigation into the team of the man who defeated them, don't expect impeachment proceedings anytime soon. Well, we're starting to see who has a complete disregard for the truth. And I think most of us conservatives, we already know who has a complete disregard for the truth. In an email to the staff, Podesta reportedly detailed why he was stepping down. Now, this is back to Tony. The memo read, because he needs to fight this as an individual, but doesn't want the firm to fight it. And the firm's gone now, by the way. I'm shocked he didn't vow to get the NRA and make Donald Trump's life a living hell, because that's what people were doing at the time. Everybody who was getting caught at something, you know, whether it was sexual harassment or anything, they were like, you know, I'll get the NRA, and I'm going to make Donald Trump's life a living hell. You know, said every guy who got caught up in the Me Too stuff, Harvey Weinstein, you know, this is a witch hunt for me, but you know what I'm going to do? Yeah, I know I've been accused of sexual abuse, but I'm going to get that NRA, and I'll make Donald Trump's life a living hell. And the leftists are like, yeah, you get him, Harv. Go get that rehab too, man. How do you become Financial Times 50 heavy lifters? How do you become one of Washington's biggest players? That's when I say Washington's biggest players, that's a quote. That was what he was called. He was named that by the New York Times. The way you do the both of those things, become one of the 50 heavy lifters and one of Washington's biggest players, you befriend the Clintons. Do that, and your organization can grow from obscurity to prominence in one election cycle. And that's exactly what happened with the Podestas. In the wake of the Mueller investigation, however, the Podesta group has struggled. The firm at the time lost over 500,000 clients, cut ties with the firm literally right after the investigation began. People started going, okay, we got it. And the future isn't bright because they lost, at the time when I wrote that article, their quarterly income dropped from $6.1 million in the third quarter to an estimated $4.8 million. And I documented the same thing for the crooked Clintons. So, look, this is long overdue that Mueller go after these Podestas, and I'm glad to see it. Don't wish bad luck on anybody, but I do wish karma.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.